a lot of experts, yourself included, have your own thoughts and definitions of what ghosts and spirits are. First of all, are they different, spirits and ghosts?
No, I think spirits, entity, ghosts, I think they're all the same thing. They just have different names.
All right. So in your case, one of the same. What are they?
The spirits that I see are earthbound spirits that when they died, they made the choice not to go into the white light.
So it's not like they are confused about their physical body being dead.
No.
They just don't want to go.
Correct. They have another agenda. They have a reason to stay. They think they're too young to go. They committed suicide. If they go into the light, they're going to go to hell.
Are they afraid to go in the light?
Some of them are if they were bad people or did bad things, yes.
All right, give us some examples of how you deal with these types of spirits, those that just refuse to go.
I can't throw them. I can't catch them and pick them up and throw them in. They have free will. They still have free will after they're dead. I have to try to convince them that once they go into the light, that they will find peace, that it is a forgiving God, if that's the way they want to look at it, if it's a God thing that they're afraid of. The bottom line is, I can't make them go. All I can do is for sure get any spirit out of anybody's house.
How do you convince them, though?
To leave the house?
Yeah.
Well, once I clear a house, I give them quince seeds to put up over the doors so that this never happens again. And so plan A is I will make the bright white light that you lost when you died. You will walk into it and you will be where you need to be. Or two, I'm going to bring out my quince seeds. They're going to go up over the doors. Now you're trapped in the house.
What's a quince seed?
A quince seed is, a quince is a fruit. It's a cross between an apple and a pear.
Quince seed, okay.
Right. And I get these seeds from relatives in Italy who do something to them, and I have no clue what. All I know is that they work, and they go up over any door that goes directly to the outside, which is how ghosts or spirits get into houses. The door does not have to be open, but they still use a doorway. And they could, yes, they could walk through walls and they can come through windows, but that's the movies. They don't. They use a doorway. And
that's because they're accustomed to doing that, I guess.
That's exactly right. Now, there's always an exception to the rule. If I have to do a college dorm and you live on the first, second, or the third floor of a college dorm, I will give seeds for those windows because when college students are alive they live on the first, second, or third floor, they do use those as doors. So if there's a spirit of a college kid, they may use the window. But normally in a normal house, so that ghost that's in that house does not want to be trapped, so they will leave. Now, I feel better if I can get them into the light because I really don't want to have to run across them someplace else. But I can't make them go. If they choose to not go into the white light to let me make the white light, there is a way that they can cross over without my help. All they have to do is go to a funeral home that has a service going on. And that white light that is around that person that's dead there is not an individual light. That's a universal light. All they have to do is go bebopping into that light, and they'll be right where they need to be.
So they can go along with the other person.
That's right. Well, they don't even have to wait for that person. They can just go into that light. And there are some people that will do that. They will put a note. If they're convinced they've got a ghost in the house, that's one thing I'll tell them to do. Put a note out. Put it out with a magnet on your refrigerator. Go down to Gorman's funeral home and wait for a body there and just go into the white light. Because people don't know how to cross over.
Do you have to have the white light to cross over?
Yes, you do.
So they couldn't, it's like a portal, I guess, right?
Correct. Correct, yes.
All right, without the white light, there's no doorway.
No, and that white light will stay with you after you die for about 72 to 80 hours after the cemetery. And that really gives you enough time to go bebopping around, go through people's houses, be nosy, nobody's going to know you're there. But at some point, that light's going to start getting smaller and smaller, and you've got to go into it before you lose it.
And how do you know they've listened to you?
They talk to me.
What do they say?
Well, funerals are very odd because I still probably do about 15 funerals a month, and these are total strangers. Families invite me for the last time to talk to your loved one for the last time.
Well, you're going to have to give me a synopsis of this.
Oh, funerals are great. Okay. They truly are. Oh, the stories of funerals. But anyhow.
They talk to you.
Right, and I walk up to the casket. They're normally standing around the foot of the casket. And if you think about it, where's the family normally standing?
Well,
very close to the casket.
Very close indeed. Now, do you see these spirits or ghosts?
I see them as clear as I see a normal person.
If you
hair
walk
color,
in,
eye color.
If you walk into a funeral home, mm-hmm. you're going to see that spirit or ghost from the get-go?
Standing right there, exactly right.
And are they always there?
Yes. The only exception are babies. I have never seen children under the age of 2.5 at their funeral. Their guardian angel, a grandma, grandpa, somebody comes and gets them.
They're already gone. Yeah.
Yeah. And the 3-year-olds that I've run across, maybe 5 in the last 40 years. That's not very deep.
Okay. So the older you are when you die.
You know the age I start seeing kids about 5 or 6.
Okay.
But remember when they start kindergarten, they know everything?
Yep.
So they're going to stay.
All right, so you walk into a funeral home. Mm-hmm. Let's say some guy was 70 years old,
mm-hmm.
and you see his ghost or spirit
standing right there.
By the body?
At the foot of the casket.
Foot of the casket.
Sometimes he's looking at himself in the casket. Sometimes he's eavesdropping on conversations.
Does he look like his 70-year-old self, or does he look a little younger?
Nope, he still looks like his 70-year-old self. Now, the body, though, is what was diseased or maimed or smashed in a car. The spirit is always whole.
What is it wearing?
Usually what they have out of the casket.
So you can see the texture of the clothes?
Oh, yeah, hair color, eye color, everything.
If you tried to touch them, would your hand go through them?
Yeah, because they're not solid.
All right, okay. Now, nobody else obviously sees them.
No, I know.
I mean, what happens if somebody stands where they stand? Does the spirit move?
Yes, of course.
It doesn't stay in.
You don't sit on them. You don't walk through them. They don't walk through you. They don't puke. You don't get slimed. None of that stuff.
So they do move.
Right.
Do they get angry?
No, it's amusing. I'll tell you what's funny is that if I walk up, say the guy that's dead, his name is Joe, I'll walk up and go, "Hey, Joe, I'm Marianne." The look on their faces is amazing.
They don't know that anyone can see them, right?
Of course not. Why would anybody think that you can see them?